good news for you this morning. We as believers in Christ have been set free, not to do whatever we please, but to serve. We are set free from our old life to serve the things of our new life in Christ. Romans 6:17-19 says, "But thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed, and having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness leading to sanctification." The good news here is that we have been set free from sin, and because of this freedom, we are able to serve God. In 1 Peter 2:16, tells us that it says to live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. The good news here is that through Jesus, we are set free from evil, so we are able to serve God. When we surrender our lives to Christ, we are called to freedom. Galatians 5:13 says, "For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." The good news here is that we can be set free from service to self, so we can serve one another. In 2 Corinthians 4:5, Paul sees himself as a servant to others for Jesus. And in 2 Corinthians 12:15, it tells us that Paul loved people more than he loved himself. In order to be the servants we were created to be, we must be humble. John 13:13-16 says, "You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him." It's important as we serve to stay humble. Luke 17:10 says, "So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty." So as we go about our week, let's remember these verses and the examples set before us. Let's serve one another with humble hearts for the sake of the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I hope you have a great week. May the Lord bless you always and in all ways.